This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The nation of Sudan may have made a gross miscalculation. The image of 26-year-old Maryam Ibrahim, 8 months pregnant, bound in leg shackles, being visited by her husband while she awaits execution in Sudan, once she delivers her child, is being seared into Western minds. Decades of Christian persecution, even crucifixion of Christians in the East African nation, have failed to do what this one brave woman, who refuses to abandon her faith in Christ, may be doing. Earlier this week, we told you of a 15-year-old girl locked in a room at an abortion business simply because she wanted to leave. Now from Cleveland comes a domestic dispute that broke out in the lobby of a Planned Parenthood. It seems the mother of another 15-year-old was seeking to force her daughter to have an abortion. At least one study has shown that up to 65% of all abortions are coerced, half of those by violence. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. Abortion has gone mail order. Plan B is a hormone overdose criticized, among other things, for its over-the-counter status because it can be used by sex predators to cover crimes. Though it may also harm teens, diabetics, and nursing babies, the drug is now available by mail order without prescription. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.